Well, even one of the most isolated Native American tribes is worried about coronavirus. The Havasupai have lived at the bottom of the Grand Canyon for more than 8 centuries. It's a small tribe, about 750 members, and leaders say the coronavirus threatens their existence. From member station KJZZ, Laurel Morales reports from Flagstaff, Arizona.
To get to Supai, the Havasupai village at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, you must take a helicopter, ride a horse, or walk down an 8-mile-long trail. Tribal chairwoman Evangeline Kissoon says the village clinic has one doctor and 2 nurses, but no hospital beds or equipment to deal with the coronavirus should it breach the canyon.
Most of our households are multifamily. We are a social community. But our community is doing very well at really practicing the social distancing. We all have a little bit of fear in us.
On March 16th, the Havasupai closed the scenic canyon to visitors. The tribe has no known coronavirus cases, and they plan to keep it that way. But some members have been given special permission to go in and out for kidney treatment or for other medical appointments.
Anyone that needs to travel in or out of the canyon may do so with a signed authorization form from the Tribal Council. And then upon their return, they're required to have their temperatures taken each day and be quarantined for 14 days.
In the meantime, Vice Chairman Matthew Putsoy Sr. says 75% of the tribe's traditional jobs are lost or on hold.
And the tribe depends on the tourism, and it's the backbone of our economy. And with this pandemic, we're losing a good percentage of our revenue that's taking a toll on us.
Thousands of visitors who made campground reservations for this season are rebooking for 2021. That means it will take a while to recover economically. The tribe plans to apply for federal stimulus dollars, but Putsoy realizes they're competing with more than 500 other tribes. Because of their location in the Grand Canyon, the Havasupai face limitations that other tribes don't.
They restricted us. We're the most restricted tribe in the United States in terms of mining, public hunting, economic development. Tribe can't develop any hotels or casinos on the rim of the canyon.
The Havasupai hope to allow visitors back down into Supai Village by early summer. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.